Hi, and welcome to C3 Church, Bridgman Downs. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
I want to preach a message called Heart for His House. Heart for His House. And if you've got Bibles this morning, you can turn to it. We're going to look at a story. It's in the book of Genesis, chapter 28. And it's one of the first stories we find in the Bible, actually, that mentions this idea called the house of God. And I believe there's absolute gold in this story. We find about God's original design, God's heart, God's purpose for the church and for the house of God. This is what it says in Genesis 28. It says, "Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and he went towards Haran. And so he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and he put it at his head and he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and at its top it reached heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it." Amazing dream he's having. "And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, 'I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. Also, the descendants shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. And in you and all your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you, Jacob. I'll keep you wherever you go. I'll bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you.' Then Jacob awoke from his sleep. He said, 'Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it.' And he was afraid and said, 'How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven.' Then Jacob rose early in that morning. He took a stone that he had set up on his, put under his head. He set it up as a pillar. He poured oil on top of it, and he called the name of that place Bethel, although it had been Luz previously. Then Jacob made a vow saying, 'If God will be with me, if he'll keep me in this way that I'm going, if he'll give me bread to eat and clothing to put on so that I can come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. And this stone which I have set as a pillar, it shall be God's house. And of all that you give me, God, I will surely give a tenth to you.'" And amazing story. And there's a lot behind this story. But if you could sum it up this way, is here's a guy by the name of Jacob. And he comes to this place called Bethel, which he later realizes is the house of God. But he comes at a point where he's at a crossroads in his life. He's at this juncture in his life. And it was in this place, in this encounter, and it was only just one day, in fact, one night there, that his life was changed. I mean, radically changed. And I was thinking about that, about, you know, the house of God as a place where you and I come, and Nick was talking about it so well before in our giving message, where our life can get changed in a moment. And I was thinking about that when I first came to church as a teenager. I came to our church here. And I'd never really been to church much before that. I'd been to a bit of a traditional church background, but not a church like this one. And a friend invited me, and I had this very real and very powerful encounter with God, and God changed my life. But I remember in the weeks after that, one of the first words I used when I started thinking about church was that church is like a home. Like this place where I'd found Jesus, this place where God had become real to me, and he had done this incredible thing in my heart and my life, that this place was more than just a building. It had become a home. It'd become like a family. It was a place that I wanted to be at. It wasn't a duty. It was a delight. It wasn't a chore. It was something that I looked forward to. And I remember that I had a bunch of friends at that time, and they were friends that I'd known from school, good friends. But I know at that time, after I'd first given my heart to Christ, that they were probably wondering what was going on, because the change was pretty remarkable, and they were probably used to me and, you know, going out and seeing them at the pub a few times a week. And then suddenly here's this guy, and he's now going to church a few times a week, and that's where I wanted to go, and that's where I wanted to be. But the reason that I wanted to go to church wasn't that I'd found religion. The reason I wanted to go to church was that I'd found this place I called home. And it was a place where God had done something pretty incredible in my life. And it was a place where I had met Christ, and I'd met the reality of God's love. And that love had changed me and was doing incredible things on the inside of my life. And there's, I believe, such a sense, and we see it in the story of Jacob, there's there's such a sense, I believe, that God has of divine destiny, where God would actually lead us to a church or into a service or even an online stream or into a building. And there's a sense of divine destiny, I believe, that God has, that we would find ourselves in God's house and where He would do something extraordinary in our life. But it would be a place that I believe that would become not just a building, but it would become like a family. It would become like a home for us. And that's been our dream at C3 since the very beginning. Is our dream has always been to build a house, to build the house of God, a place where people could come and experience the reality of God's love, a love that can change, a love that can heal, a love that can forgive, a love that can save, and a love that can do those things in our heart that we never thought possible. And that the house of God would be a place where people could come and they could find a home. It's a place where people could come and they could find community, where they could learn how to grow together in their relationship with Christ and where their life is changed. And you know, it was most definitely that dream and that vision and that passion that was first on the inside of the hearts of our founding pastors, Pastor Gordon and Joe, who in 1986 left the shores of New Zealand to come to a place called Brisbane to start a church, to build a church where people just like me and perhaps just like you could come and experience the reality of God's love and their life would be transformed. And you know what? One of the great things is this weekend too, just talking about Pastor Gordon and Joe, our founding pastors. Actually, Pastor Joe had a big milestone, a birthday milestone this week, and she turned 70. And we want to honor Pastor Joe today and just say what an extraordinary person you are, Pastor Joe. Such a woman of such strength and such faith and such courage. And we honor you today and hope you're having a great, great weekend celebrating your birthday as well. But it was that passion and that dream which caused them to leave the shores of New Zealand to start the church. It was that same dream and passion to build a house like this where people's lives could be transformed, where Pastor Steve and Sonny and they left our church here to begin a new location at C3 Church Inner East, where they could build a church where people could come and encounter God. It was that same dream and passion that was in the hearts of Pastors Matt and Creone when they began C3 Springfield. And that's always been our dream. And it's not just in the hearts of maybe pastors in our church, but I believe it's in the heart of every single person in our church, is to build a church that people could come and they would say this is a place they could call home. And home is a place where friends become like family. The church is a place where anyone from any background can belong. It's a place where it doesn't matter if you don't have it all together, because we're actually a church who values being real over trying to be perfect. It's a place, the church is, where people who may feel like they're distant from God can come and draw near to Jesus. It's a place where people who are maybe searching and seeking and looking for answers, for something more in life, and they can find truth and purpose and fulfillment. The house of God is a place where people who've had enough of religion, that they can come in into a place like this and they can find freedom and liberty in a relationship with a God who loves them, and His name is Jesus. And that's our dream and that's our vision, is that people would come into a relationship with Jesus and where their life would be transformed. And that's it. We want to build a church where people's lives are transformed by Jesus Himself. And a transformed life is this: it's when Jesus comes and He lives on the inside of a person and He changes them from the inside out. And I would think this, the number one thing that motivates me as a leader, the number one thing that fuels me, is hearing stories of people whose lives have been transformed. And you know what? I've been thinking about in hearing incredible stories about people whose lives have been transformed, even just through online church at this time, through this time of COVID. And I was hearing about the story of a young woman who just recently, she'd actually come home from work on a Sunday. She was at a friend's house and her friend was watching C3BD online church and decided to ask her friend if she could just join in and watch the service. And then so she joined in, and when the worship began to be played and she was watching that stream, you know, the Holy Spirit began to move in her heart and she began to weep. And then through the preaching that, you know, she felt, you know, God began to speak to her and move in her life, and God began to just stir her heart. And by the end of that service, when there was an opportunity, she said yes to Jesus, and she clicked on the button at the end and got in contact with our Next Steps team. And not only did she get in contact with our Next Steps team, but after that, she did this amazing course called Alpha, where she got to learn about what it means to have a relationship with Christ. And she's walked that journey out. And now this young woman is just so excited because she knows in a few weeks' time the church is going to open up and she wants to get water baptized. And I think it'll be one of the great, great moments to meet people like this who've maybe never even been into a church before, but have encountered the reality and the power of God's love. And that's why we exist. And I believe that's why we're to have a heart for the house of God, because our commitment, our passion is to build a church where people's lives are being transformed by Jesus. We're building a church where people who are lost, people who are searching, people who are seeking, can find the God who created them, who loved them, and who gave his life for them. You know, the story of Jacob in the Bible, and he comes to this place that's called Bethel. Bethel is the house of God. And we see and hear that as he comes into this place called the house of God, we see, I believe, God's original design and God's original purpose for the house of God, what he's always created it to be. And the first thing we see in the story of Jacob is this, is that the house of God was designed to be a place where you and I would encounter God, where we would encounter God. You know what I've discovered in life is many people have had an encounter with religion, but they've never actually had an encounter with God. And the problem with religion is this, is religion will bind you up. Religion is outward behavior without an internal change. You see, religion is about trying to modify my behavior, but my heart is never changed. And the result of religion is this in our lives. If we just follow religious rules or we just follow religious traditions, we end up feeling guilty. We end up feeling condemned. We end up feeling like we can never measure up and there's nothing we can do enough to please God. And that's why Jesus came. One of the most important reasons Jesus came, he actually came to dismantle religion. And he stood up and he opposed the religious leaders of the day and all they were trying to put on people. And what Jesus came to do actually was to bring people out of religion so that they could first encounter the power and the love of God. And we find this guy Jacob in this story, and we find Jacob, and it says that he came to a certain place. So there was a sense that there was a place on earth that had been distinguished or set apart that was called the house of God. And he comes to this certain place. But what it seems like in the Bible is it seems like that when he comes to this certain place, that it wasn't actually on Jacob's travel itinerary. He was actually going somewhere else, but he arrives at this place, Bethel, and it's unexpected stopover for him. And here's what I've discovered. Many people often come to church in an unexpected way. Maybe it's a friend or family member have just invited them. Maybe they've just come to church for some other reason. But many people often come to church unexpectedly, but many times when they come, they have this feeling of emptiness that's inside them. Maybe that emptiness is because they're facing some real challenges in their life. Maybe at that moment, that emptiness is because they're experiencing some pain in their life. Maybe that emptiness is that they've reached a crossroads in their life. And that's exactly how Jacob felt. Jacob had reached this crossroads in his life. His crossroads was this. Jacob actually had a background of family members who knew God, but Jacob didn't. He'd heard about God, but he didn't know God. And there's a big difference in life between hearing about God and knowing God. There's a big difference between having someone else tell you versus you experiencing it yourself. And Jacob was about to come into a brand new place in his life because he was about to shift from being someone who just heard things about God to now being a person who was about to experience God himself. And so Jacob had actually spent his whole life up to this point. You read his story. He spent his whole life and he was just trying to live his life his way, making up his own rules, doing things his own way. And what we find is that by the result of that, his life had become actually quite a mess. His relationships had become a mess. And there was real fear in his heart about the future, real dread. And the Bible says that night in Bethel, Jacob closes his eyes. And in that moment that he closed his eyes, God turns up in his world. Jacob has an encounter with God. And here's what's so amazing about an encounter with God. When Jacob has an encounter with God, this is what happens. Jacob hears God speak to him. Jacob experiences God's love for him. And Jacob sees the future that God has planned for him. And God becomes real to Jacob. And through this one encounter, Jacob's life is changed. Listen to what he says afterwards. He says, Jacob woke up from his sleep, from out of this encounter with God. He says, God is in this place truly. And I didn't even know it. Jacob was terrified. He whispered in awe, incredible, wonderful, holy. This is God's house. What changed? Jacob encountered God's presence. Jacob said, God's in this place and I didn't even know it. What an incredible thought. Is Jacob's like, wow, I came to church. I came to the house of God. And guess what? God was there. Amazing. You know, it's one thing to come to the house of God. It's another thing altogether to meet the God of the house. And that's what church is all about. Church is all about creating a place on the earth for God's presence to dwell, where people would come and have an encounter with the living God. And I know this, it's not just one encounter that God wants to bring us into, but it's a series of encounters where God moves in our life, where God speaks to us, where God shifts things in our life, and he leads us towards the future that he's promised us. You know, we've been in here this morning. This is the second service we're doing live this morning, and we've got a group of us in here today, part of the team. We've been worshiping, and look, I want to tell you, I love everything about live streaming, but I tell you what, there is something about worshiping God in the house of God. And we were here this morning, and I tell you what, as we were worshiping God together, the presence of God. In fact, one of the guys who was on photography in the middle of it just leaned over to me and he said, Andrew, I miss this so much. And Jacob describes what this is like. He's like, he was in awe when he stood in the presence of God. And you know what? Psalm 34:8 talks about this. It says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Do you know how you and I discover the goodness of God? We actually have to taste it. We have to see it. Taste and see means experience it for yourself. And church shouldn't ever be just a place where you and I come to hear about God. Church is a place where you and I should come and experience God as well. I can read out 10 scriptures and you may not be convinced, but I know this, if you have 10 seconds in the presence of God, you'll be changed forever. The house of God, it is a place of encounter. Here's the second thing. The house of God is a place of transformation. We're changed in the house of God. When you and I receive Christ into our hearts, the Bible says that we are born again. That means we're changed. 2 Corinthians says, anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, the new has become. If we belong to Christ, we have become, the Bible says, a new person. And what does that actually mean? Well, it actually, the scripture tells us. It says the beginning point of God changing us into a new person is he gives us a new heart and he gives us a new spirit. In other words, God, the Bible says, takes out our old heart and he gives us a new heart. In other words, he gives us a heart that we have new desires in it, that God fills our heart with his love, that we have new desires, we have new dreams. You and I, our heart is changed in a moment. And the Bible says that God also puts his spirit on the inside of us. His spirit now lives in us and he helps us to live out this new life in Christ. And with a new heart and with a new spirit now dwelling within us, God actually has given us everything we need to start our new life in Christ. But here's what I want to tell you is that we need to know this, is that at that moment we receive Christ, we become a new person, but also as well, we walk out a journey of change. In other words, there are areas of our life that God is always at work on. There is a process of change that God is working on in our life where he begins to shape and he begins to transform us into the image of his son, Jesus. And the scripture says this kind of change or this kind of transformation, it comes when we renew our minds. Romans 12 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, the Bible says transformation comes from the renewing of our mind, which God accomplishes through the word of God. And so the house of God is a place where God transforms us through the preaching of the word of God. You know, in the early church, in the book of Acts chapter 2, it speaks of how the early church would live. It says they devoted themselves to certain things. One of the things the early church devoted themselves to, the Bible says, was the apostles' teaching. In other words, we have this picture, the early church, they would meet together in the temple. They would meet in house to house. They were devoted to the preaching and the teaching of the word of God, to receiving that into their life. And then God went to work. As that preaching and as that teaching happened, what happened was that their minds were renewed, their hearts were changed, and God transformed them. And you say, well, why did the early church do that? Why did they devote themselves to that? Because they knew the power of the word of God at work in their life when they received it by faith. You know, here's what they discovered, the early church. They discovered that as the word of God went to work, that they were changed and transformed. In this story of Jacob, we see a guy who needed his mind renewed. Oh man, did he need his mind renewed. His mind was a mess. It was filled with all kinds of anxiety. It was filled with all kinds of fear, all kinds of dread about the future. But then what happens? God speaks a word in that moment. So not only did God bring him into a place of encounter, now God's beginning to transform him. He's transforming him through this renewal of his mind. And God speaks to him and says, you know what? Jacob, do not fear God, because I am with you. My presence is with you, Jacob. And then he says to him, Jacob, he says, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to watch over you. He says, Jacob, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of your children. And he says, you're going to be a blessing to so many others. And God's word changes everything for Jacob. When God's word came, not only was his mind renewed in that moment, but God began to change him. But God began to shape and shift things in his life. That's the power of the word of God. Because God's word can take us beyond. God's word takes us beyond our circumstances. It takes us beyond our past. It takes us beyond our limitations. It takes us beyond our fears. It takes us beyond what we believe is possible even. God's word can lift us. God's word can lift us out of our present circumstances. And God can take his word and he can show us a future that's bigger than even we could imagine. You know, God's word can heal us. God's word can heal us from past hurts, from abuse, from guilt and shame. God's word has the power to break strongholds over our life. God's word can disarm the power of the enemy. God's word can break addiction. God's word can free us from strongholds and dysfunction in our life or from our family background. God can bring us through his word into a place of freedom like we've never known before. And God's word can propel us. He can cause us to rise up, to step out in faith, not fear, and go after everything that he's promised for us to possess. You see, the house of God is to be a house of transformation. And here's the final one. The house of God is a place of destiny. It's a place where destinies are released. It's a place where God calls people with a vision and a purpose far greater than themselves. You know, Jacob comes to Bethel. He comes to this place called the house of God, but he leaves there with a new vision about his future and about his purpose. And you know what God tells Jacob? Right at the end, he says, Jacob, not only am I going to do all of these things in your life, but Jacob, I'm actually going to put purpose. You're going to be a blessing. You're going to be a blessing far beyond yourself. And God tells Jacob in these moments, he says, Jacob, I have vision. I have calling. I have destiny. Jacob, I have purpose for you. In the house of God is the place where visions and dreams from God about our purpose and our destiny is released. And last week we spoke about the magnificent wonder that is the body of Christ. That's the church. That you and I were created on purpose, for a purpose, and that God has a special work he's assigned for each of us to do. And the scripture says very clearly to us, every part of the body, every believer, that you and I have been given a special assignment. That ministry is not reserved ever for people who just stand on a stage. But every Christian is called to ministry. Every one of us. You and I have a special work to do.
We hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to respond to this message in any way or would like to talk to one of our pastors, please email us at inquiries@c3bd.com. Or for any more information about our church and the events we have coming up, please go to c3bd.com. Have a great week.